Our main story today, new statistics by the Ministry of Justice have found that Hull has one of the worst rates of reoffending in the country. Just over one in three offenders in the city went on to reoffend again between October 2012 and September 13. This includes those released from custody. Non-custodial sentences are included as well, and people who've been just given a warning. Hull is the third worst council area in the country for this. Only Newcastle and Hartlepool have a higher reoffending rate, a higher proportion. Well, the YMCA in Hull has set up a project to help support ex-offenders, and we're delighted to have Tony Robinson from Turning Point joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Tell us a bit about Turning Point. What do you do?
Yeah, well, Turning Point is part of the YMCA Humber, which started at the beginning of this year, and we accommodate and support predominantly ex-offenders in the city in shared housing. We currently have about 60 residents, and we have a drop-in centre on Pearson Park, so our residents can come to the drop-in centre. They can have access to training facilities, computers to update the CVs, job searching.
And it's rather optimistically called Turning Point, because the idea is that you don't just come out and do nothing, you come out and do something worthwhile.
Turn your own life around.
And do people do that?
Yes, they do. We've got people that's gone into independent living and got their own jobs, started families. So yes, they can do it, but they've got to want to do it, yeah.
So what's your reaction to these figures this morning, then?
I mean, Hull has always quite a high reoffending rate, and it doesn't come as a surprise to me. I used to be an ex-prison officer, so I know how many people come in and out of prison on a daily. Same faces, and this is predominantly why we set up this programme and project, just to help people that want to get help.
When you talk to the people, the ex-offenders that you speak to, many of them out of prison, many of them non-custodial, but some of them out of prison, what do they tell you about trying to get life back on track?
Yeah, they find it difficult because they say they don't know where to go for help, and that's part of what our reason for setting up is, that we can send them on a pathway, basically put them into the right areas to find the right help, to acknowledge it and help with the drug, alcohol addictions, mental health problems. So we give them pathways and send them to the people that can help them.
Now, this project is part of the YMCA. It's a charity, isn't it?
It is a charity, yes.
So as a charity, you can only really do so much. You're limited by the time and the resources and the donations you get. Is the government doing enough?
I think the government could do a little bit more to help charities like ourselves.
Could they do more in terms of investing in people to stop them reoffending?
Yes, definitely, definitely. If you start investing in people, surely it must help longer in the long term. Predominantly getting the people into work so they can start paying for themselves and society, and help us as a taxpayer.
And you would think that would make perfect sense, wouldn't you? Someone who's not being a drain and not costing money in prison is actually paying money earning tax.
And
that's what you want to see, isn't it?
That's what we want to see. I think we all want to see that eventually.
Although there will be people screaming at the radio, Tony, saying, why are you investing so much of your time in these people? They've broken the law. Let them sort themselves out.
But they may have broken the law in the past, but does that mean they can't be a citizen in the future and help out in our communities and prosper?
Yeah, turning it round.
Turning it round, yeah. Mm.
What's the rate of turning it around for you? Obviously, you don't have the exact figures to you, but you have successes.
We've got successes. So we're roughly about 15% reoffending rate, which is quite good.
So far lower than the official figures.
Yeah, far lower.
Just over one in three offenders in the city go on to reoffend again. It's not just people coming out of prison, but people with warnings as well and non-custodial sentences. That's the figure we're talking about this morning. And later we're going to hear from the Humberside Police and Crime Commissioner, Matthew Grove. What's life like for people who come out? What do they need to do first, really, to stop themselves reoffending? Because you could see, I can see, I've never been in prison, but I can see how easy it would be to slip into that lifestyle when you think the world's against you.
Yeah, I mean, predominantly when you come out of prison, you come out of prison with approximately £42. The first thing you've got to look for is somewhere to live, and somewhere to call your home. So you've got a base to start from. So I think predominantly get some housing behind you and then go on to work with the other things, any other problems that you've got.
And so the prisons give people leaving your numbers, do they? They point them to you?
Yeah, prisons refer to us, the courts refer to us, and probation. So, yeah, we do have the people there that refer to us.
Do you have a website, if anybody wants
yes,
to?
Yes, we do. It's www.ymcahumber.org.uk.
Tony, thank you very much for explaining what you do. Fascinating to talk to you. Tony Robinson from Turning Point Project, part of Humber YMCA. Later this morning, we're going to hear, as I said,